I want to call the meeting to order and welcome you all and to introduce new staff, which Ryan is going to do for us, I think.
Hey there, everyone. So if you didn't know, recently we actually did have Allison Smith leave us. I'm sure many of you got to meet her. But since her leaving, we have actually gotten two new staff members, that being our Olivia Arfuso. There's only one O. On here, it shows two O's. We also got Aslan Drosky. So they're both logged in and they can say hello if they want to.
Please do.
Hello.
So just say your names, guys. Sorry, so they know who's talking.
I'm Olivia Arfuso.
I'm Aslan Drosky. Sweet, everyone.
So yay, they'll be helping us out. You may or may not get to see them on future meetings.
Okay.
We'll see. But you can go ahead, Dr. Henry.
Okay, thank you. We need to approve the minutes of two meetings. One is the meeting of June 4th. Do I hear a motion to approve?
This is Sean. I make a motion to approve the June 4th minutes.
Second?
This is Christopher. I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor of approving, signify by stating your name and saying whether you approve or not.
Well, this is Tom Kensheimer. I approve.
This is Lisa. I approve.
This is Sean. I approve.
Is Lisa here?
Yes, this is Lisa. I approve.
Okay. Motion carries. Now we have to approve the meetings from.
I was going to go on record as approving. Mr. Chairman, could I suggest maybe I like the way you did it last meeting, is going down each person and.
Oh, okay. I'd forgotten that.
That might make more sense. Sorry, I just wanted to go ahead and say I approve.
That's a good suggestion. Okay, we'll start over again on the minutes of June 18th. Lisa?
Yes.
Approve or disapprove?
Yes.
Okay.
Christopher?
Yes, thank you.
Tom?
I approve.
Sean?
I approve.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you all. We now go to the regular agenda. David Nation and Rakiella Shank, number 20-003255-PA, 435 East 50th Street. And after the fact, of course, Muro. And there it is on your screen.
Thank you, Dr. Henry. So this is an application which is requesting after-the-fact approval for the installation of a mural on the lane-facing facade of a garage located at 435 East 50th Street. So let me pull up a map real quick just so you get a good idea of where this is. This is 50th Street here, and this is Atlantic Avenue. You may know this area because this here at the top of the screen is Savannah Arts Academy. So that should give you a good idea of where this is located. The after-the-fact mural is painted, as you see, onto a wooden horizontal lap siding, and it is located within the Ardsley Park Chatham Crescent Conservation District. The theme of this mural, as you're seeing, is which is titled Color Rain. It's described by the applicant as being an important reminder of the innocence and lack of corruption in children. The scale of this mural, as you're seeing it here, is approximately 14 feet in width and about 8 feet in height. The mural is located within a lane, which is at this time predominantly filled with non-historic garages lining this lane, as well as other various outbuildings. This does create a rather visually uninteresting gravel lane space. The inclusion of this mural upon that lane-facing facade would create a more visually interesting space and bring a complement to the neighborhood and enhancement to this lane itself. The mural is located on a private property within the Ardsley Park Chatham Crescent Conservation District, and it is within a predominantly residential portion of the city. However, the property is within the RS5 zoning district. So I'm just going to go over what that means. It does allow a limited number of non-residential uses, which are allowed that are compatible with single family residential uses within this zoning district. So there are some non-residential uses within this area. One of those non-residential uses, like I mentioned, is the Savannah Arts Academy up here. And the Savannah Arts Academy does fit in with this mural due to the fact that that Savannah Arts Academy does have a gallery, which holds approximately 6 student art exhibitions annually. Those are open and free to the public. So there is public art within this area. We did receive multiple letters of support, roughly 15, as you see here. There was one that we did not get to include that I received just before this meeting. So there were actually 16. The proposed paint type was provided as being an oil-based paint, and the applicant does state that they have weatherproofed this or are going to weatherproof this. However, the weatherproofing material was not provided. However, as I said, it was stated to be adhered. The mural is proposed as having, as well, a vandalism-resistant coating, so the specifications for neither of those were provided to staff, so that is unknown to us. So we were just requesting that they do provide us with that material specification for staff to keep on file. The applicant has demonstrated the artist's abilities. They did provide that artist's educational background and professional references from the artist as well within the submittal. Staff recommends after the fact approval for this mural located at 435 East 50th Street with the following condition: that the weatherproof and vandalism resistant coating specification is provided to staff to keep on file, because otherwise it does meet all of our standards set forth within the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. So I do open to questions.
Any questions for Ryan? Yes or no questions, Ryan? I'm sorry.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Could you, is this Lisa?
This is Lisa, sorry. Was, did the zoning employee find this mural, or did they approach us and ask?
So this, the owner of this property was given a notice from code enforcement to come to this meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. But the person is not here, is that correct?
The code enforcement officer or the owner of this mural?
The owner, I thought that was who was invited.
They are, they should be, I believe, okay, on this meeting.
Ryan, can I ask a question?
Yes.
How long has this mural been there? Can you give me any history of when it was done? Or
this is actually a very recent mural. I believe it was finished early last month or maybe the month before. It's a very recent mural.
And it was not done by Panhandle Slim.
Correct.
Yeah. And
well, darn, Tom, you took the question I was going to ask.
I'm sorry, Sean?
I said, darn, Tom, you took the question I was going to ask.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm also curious why the person didn't go through the process to begin with, if it's that recent. I guess I'll ask that of the petitioner if he shows up, if he's here.
I would just kind of say that this area, it is one of the areas, again, that a lot of people don't really realize is, because it's not a local historic district and it is a conservation district, a lot of people feel or do not really know the knowledge that this board would oversee things in that district. Again, so that's kind of a common thing that we're seeing with these after the fact murals, or at least being stated about these after the fact murals.
This is Sean. I don't want to take up too much time because most of my questions are really geared towards the applicant. And we do have the applicant here, right?
Julie, do you know if the applicant is logged in?
Yes.
Okay. That was my only question. I'll save my questions for the applicant.
Okay. Are we finished with this discussion? I'm going to ask the applicant to make a statement. Either Mr. Nation or Ms. Funk.
Yes, this is David and Michaela. Can you hear us?
Yeah, but that's not the name I have on my.
Yes, it is. My agenda. Michaela is spelled Michael with an A on the end.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Please make a statement if you would, please.
Well, we're happy to be here in front of the board, and we are, more than willing to answer any questions that you may have. We hope you appreciate the mural and all the joy that it's brought us and our neighbors.
And I heard earlier, I'm sorry, this is Michaela with David. I heard in your conversation earlier the question about why we did not come before the board. We recently relocated to Savannah from New York and were unaware of the mural rules in Savannah, and we are very sorry about that. The code enforcer came during the painting of the mural, so we submitted the application before the mural was even completed in hopes of getting back on the right track.
We've only been in Savannah for about a year now.
Well, we have on the commission, we have learned that people who commission murals are understandably ignorant about what the policies are, but not the muralist. Who was the muralist? He or she should have been aware of this.
Well, the artist who did paint this mural for us was a senior from SCAD, so I don't feel that she was familiar with the mural policy.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, Mr. Nation. Does anyone have any questions of the applicant?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. I've got a couple of different questions. First off, I want to make a statement, and one, I'm kind of shocked that I run by this exact neighborhood and this exact house, and I remember when they started putting everything up, and I've never seen this mural at all. And I kind of agree with what Ryan had stated earlier, where there's almost no artwork in that general area. You can't even really see it. My first question to the panelists, or excuse me, to the applicants are, does this have anything to do, meaning does it tie in at all with the front of the building? Well, I don't want to necessarily say the front, but the side of the building, the garage where it says like Tybee, where you have all the different areas painted around the building as well. Right. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that side. Thank you, Ryan. Okay.
Well, the color scheme ties it very well, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Because I remember when this was going up, and like I said, I can't believe I've never even seen the actual artwork. I've only seen the front side of the building. So I know you recently had this put up with. Because I was even going to say it had to have gone up during pandemic side. Because I was going to say it was a good use of time during a pandemic.
Correct. So, it's only been up for about a month now.
I do applaud you for once you found out about it, that you just immediately went ahead and before the mural was even completed, began the application process. I do like that. I'm also honestly shocked that many residents you have that many letters of support. Just out of curiosity, maybe people that have not submitted anything, have you received any blowback about the mural being put up?
The only thing that we know of is the fact that, you know, someone mentioned it to code enforcement. It has been on the Ardsley Park Facebook page a couple of times from different people posting about it, and I've not seen any negative comments there. The question was raised if we had gotten a permit, and we answered up front that we were in the process and hopeful.
And that's okay. Over, and we had over 250 people comment on that post, all positive, and not one single
interesting,
negative.
Interesting, because I didn't see them, so, because I'm actually on that one, and usually Nick Palumbo calls me out for making sure that I stay on top of all of these, so that's interesting, but I like the artwork. I think it really goes well in that specific neighborhood also. It's kind of a good prelude as you get to Savannah Arts Academy. That's really just all of my questions and comments.
All right.
Great. Any other questions?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher. I was going to comment. I saw the letters of support, and honestly, it just warmed my heart to see as many letters of support for something like that. To me, it's the reason that public art exists, is to, you know, brighten up a community and have that much support in it. I personally am not very comfortable coming down too hard on people who don't know the process. I've covered the arts for many years in Savannah. And even artists, even muralists, are completely unaware that there's even a process. I think that we are kind of in a little bit of a bubble because we know there's a process. And I don't think that we as a board have actually gotten out the word. There are a few artists that are definitely aware of the process, but there's so many others that aren't. And I think Savannah just does not have that much public art. So I think we should try to be encouraging this sort of thing as much as possible. I love it. I think it's awesome. Whether you applied for it beforehand or afterhand, personally, that doesn't matter to me. there's no egregious thing happening here. It seems like everybody really in the neighborhood really appreciates it, and I just applaud you guys for that. I think it's awesome.
Oh, thank you very much for the comments.
Excellent points, Christopher. Now we do know of one artist who.
Yes, there are exceptions. Yes, there are definitely exceptions. But I've definitely run into muralists who trying to get the word out as much as possible, and people are still completely unaware. Particularly, I should say, outside the historic district, a lot of people tend to think that the historic district is what these rules apply to, and when it's outside, I kind of personally I grade on a curve with that stuff because people just aren't aware.
You know, in fact, we cover the county as well.
Right.
In theory, this commission was formed by the state legislature in the 40s.
Right, correct. But thank you. No, I think this is great. I'm sorry. I just wanted to reiterate. It was reading those emails was just really heartwarming. I just thought it was really awesome that people were activated enough to say what they did. And it does seem like it's kind of brightening people's days, particularly a number of them commented, particularly in the pandemic. It's awesome. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Nation or Mr. Shane?
This is Lisa. I agree with Christopher. And thank you for applying as soon as code enforcement came. We all really appreciate that, and I love the mural, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
This is Tom. I have to admit, this is one of my favorite murals, so it's very nice. I appreciate it too. Just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
It has added to quality of the city, so why thank you.
This is Sean. I just want to make one last comment. Yes, thank you again for everything you've done. My only recommendation is, can you add a fan to it? Because it gets very hot during the day while people are running by your neighbor or your house staring at it. So it would be great. It would be a great benefit to, you know.
As soon as we can figure out how to get the garage doors open, we'll have a fan inside blowing out.
Right.
Thank you. You're on the record. I love watching it go up also. So thank you very much. I think it's a great addition to that.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to us.
If there are no more questions, we can go into discussion. Anyone have any comments? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot the public. If there are any members of the public, you're welcome to comment. Not many members of the public on a Zoom meeting.
If there's any member of the public who would like to speak, please use the raise your hand feature. And we'll give you a few seconds to do that. And then. No hands, no okay. Members of the public. Thank you.
Okay. We can now go into board discussion. Any comments?
Well, the way everyone was talking about it, I think we should just make a motion. I would like to make a motion to approve staff recommendation to approve the mural on 50th Street.
Second?
This is Sean. I second that.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye over the, identify yourselves and say, or nay.
Dr. Henry, would you just go through the list?
Okay.
Names, one by one.
Okay. That's better. Lisa?
Aye.
Christopher?
Christopher is aye.
Tom?
Yeah, without a doubt.
And Sean?
Emphatically, yes.
I think the motion carries. I would like to add my comment that I like this mural very much as well, and I appreciate you both showing up to discuss it. So congratulations. You've added to the quality of the city. We now move on to other business. I have some other business, and Ryan tells me that Sean does too. We have, I think Pam is here. Are you on here, Pam?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Pam is our legal counsel if we need a legal question answered. I want to broach the idea at this point. I don't want to vote or anything like that at this point. We decide we need the one. We can do it at the next meeting. About our decision regarding the mural submission by Tom Oxnard. I'm frankly a bit uncomfortable with that decision. I think we were all understandably angry at the situation regarding Panhandle Swim. But I think we took out our anger on the wrong Mr. Oxnard, who had sponsored the mural. And I would like your views on whether we should think about reconsidering, I think that would be the right term, of our decision at the next meeting. So I'm open to anyone who wants to comment.
Mr. Chairman,
this is Sean. Go ahead, Christopher.
Okay, well, I was just gonna say, I actually spoke with Mr. Oxnard after the meeting in the hopes that he would sort of understand what was happening, and I would like to relate that he was completely confused as to why the decision was made. And I tried to explain it to him, but I think we as a board understood what the rationale, but it didn't translate in that meeting. Mm-hmm. And he was actually completely confused by it. And I think understandably so. I would also add, I actually walked down there to see that mural. It's not too far. I just walked the dog down there to see the mural. And what wasn't mentioned at the meeting is that the mural is incredibly faded out. It really needs to be redone anyway. The picture, the photo we saw at the meeting that we were considering that was obviously an earlier photo from it. It's really weather worn. And I reached out to Mr. Oxnard because I actually know him. We've had conversations, and I just wanted to put that out there on the record. He was really completely confused by how that all went down. So,
Well, Chris, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
would he, I mean, if you really talk to him after the fact, would he be amenable to redoing it? I mean, having it essentially, he could resubmit it as a proposal to, I mean, if it has to be repainted, it's going to have some kind of, you know, sealant and, you know, vandalism protection right. to it. So, I mean, would he be, I mean, was he at all sound like he would be amenable to have it redone?
That was actually my suggestion. And I mean, I hope I'm not running afoul of the board with this. And that's why I wanted to explain this. That was actually going to be my suggestion to him. I wanted to say, hey, look, let's use this as a learning opportunity. And let's, you know, if this is an opportunity for you to redo this mural and actually, you know, reapply and do it the right way. And he was totally amenable to that. He was understandably a little bit frustrated. He's like, well, let me think about it. And frankly, we just, I kind of lost touch. I mean, I don't know him that well. And I was like, well, let me get back to you on this. And then that was basically where it was left. But he did seem amenable to it. I believe, and you know, so don't quote me on this, but I think that he's actually changed his own residence. He does still own that property, I believe, and he's going to rent it out. But I think that he was in the process of getting it panhandled to repaint it. So I think, again, I don't want to speak for him because he's not here to speak for himself, but that's what I understand it to be. And I was trying to offer him a solution to try to go through the right avenues to find a good solution to this. It seemed that he was totally amenable to that. He was kind of put off, honestly, by the whole situation. And I was trying to do some damage control, frankly.
I appreciate that.
Well, Chris, again, this is Tom. It wasn't part of it already detached. I mean, it's part of it is partly detached that he had taken apart to actually rework it. That's why I thought he could easily, if he was, you know, serious about keeping it, he could have it redone. And he was in the process of doing that, it seemed.
Yes, I totally agree. And actually, when I went down there and looked at it, I was like, this looks terrible. It looks terrible. It needs to be redone. That, like I said, the photo we saw was actually a much earlier photo. It looks terrible. And I made that point to him. I was like, this is kind of the reason that we do this, to make sure this, you know, and it's no offense to him or the artist or anything like that, but it definitely needed to be. That's a reason I made the point. That's the reason we asked for weather coating, for instance, so it doesn't become deteriorated like this, because then it's not a beautification of the neighborhood. Then it just adds to the deteriorated look of everything. And yeah. And again, I don't, you know, I'm saying this and he's not here to chime in. So I hesitate to say too much, but yeah, I mean, yeah, I totally agree. I think this would be an opportunity to sort of revisit that situation.
This is Sean.
Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Lisa. My thoughts are this. I understand that it's a bad situation, that unfortunately the guy that he and numerous other applicants for that particular artist, Panhandle Slim, have gone through, put up the mural, and have to then go back and do the paperwork all over again just to get it approved. I get it's a tedious process. However, it's a very simple process. It's not like this is a brand new ordinance that came up out of nowhere and people are completely shocked. It's not. I mean, it's not like it's a one-time offender with the particular artist. I mean, we can use the example of the two applicants just now who we just approved their after-the-fact mural for. In the process of the mural, code enforcement, I don't know if somebody called them or if they were just doing their random drive-by, like they always do, because I actually saw my code enforcement officer in my neighborhood today. And they stopped them, like, hey, do you have this approval for them? The whole reason this process is done is to avoid exactly what you had just mentioned, Christopher, where it, yeah, that I believe the mural's like, what, 2 years old, I think. Or excuse me, I don't want to call it a mural. The graffiti is roughly, what, 2 years old? And it looks, from your statement, again, I haven't seen it, so I don't know for certain. It's garbage. It deteriorates the entire neighborhood. We have the city has a process put in place to prevent the encouragement of dilapidating the neighborhoods, so on and so forth, however you want to word it. I mean, the one particular artist knows it. I mean, it's a long, ongoing process with him. I'm sure that there are others, not nearly to the extent that Panhandle Slim is. And as I've said 1,000 times, I love his artwork. I love his message, but I absolutely cannot stand, and I will never vote for another after-the-fact mural for that that is done by that artist, because I know what he does. And it's absolutely reprehensible. I have zero quarrels with my vote to have that mural, that graffiti removed, as well as all of the other ones that we that unfortunately the board voted to approve after the fact race for Panhandle Slim. I completely stand behind my votes on all of those as no to remove them, because that artist knows what he is doing is completely wrong. And to even revisit the fact that we should give Mr. Oxnard another chance, I think it's just wasting the board's time. I don't want to belabor it. What really needs to be done is something has to be done against Panhandle Slim and artists that continually defy the ordinance, and they know that they're doing it wrong, and they know that they're doing it. Because at the end of the day, exactly what was said at that meeting was the artist doesn't have to deal with any brunt of it. It's the people who commissioned the artist that have to deal with it. That's what needs to change. So whether it be a rewriting of the ordinance, whether it be I don't know what it is, but the artist clearly doesn't care, because he is continually putting up graffiti throughout the city. And yes, I will call it graffiti until it's an approved mural. He's continually doing it. He knows he's doing it. He doesn't care. The people that commissioned him to put up the artwork, they're the victims, because they're the ones who have to pay for that. Not only have to pay any fines, but they also have to pay him. And he just says, "Oh, I'm going to have a nice, happy day and go sit on my front lawn and do whatever I want to." I don't understand how it can be a problem. I mean, like, this guy knows he does it. It's a constant issue. He can't get away with that anymore. The victim really is Mr. Oxnard. I agree with it. I agree with that statement. But look at it. His mural his graffiti is exactly that. It's dilapidated now, making the neighborhood look like garbage.
Well, we have a chance to resolve that, if we take it up at the next meeting.
Well, can I
make your point well? Mr. Chairman, the artist, not the commissioner.
I could make a comment on that.
Lisa was trying to speak first, Christopher.
I'm sorry.
Lisa, did you want to say something?
Yes, thank you. This is Lisa. I gotta say, I swallowed my heart when I said nay to that, but it was basically because he had adhered a piece on there, and I've seen those pieces around town and they fall off, and I was just concerned for safety. But what I suggest possibly is, I do run Savannah Gallery Group Facebook page, and there's another arts group. Is there any way that we could let people know about the process and how, we're not critics, we're just here to help, and we're an open forum for the community to respond, like what happened with the Waving Girl? Just so we don't have to continually go through this conversation.
It's a good question. I don't know the answer. Certainly, we do need to get the word out somehow. And
This is Sean. Yes, I'm going to go ahead and just make the obvious statement. When an ordinance is being approved by the city, and I believe her name is Pam for legal counsel, please,
yes,
if I have got your name wrong, I apologize.
It's Pamela. Yes.
Pamela, sorry about that. Pamela, please correct me if I'm wrong. But during the process of approval for an ordinance for the city, there has to be a public information session, correct?
That's correct. The ordinance is read.
I believe there has to be two readings of it, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So we have all of these different, we can't be wasting time on ordinances that, and I don't even know how old this ordinance is, but it's at least 5 years, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I believe so.
Yes. So, it's been around a long time. So we can't, what do you want to do? Like every single time a person moves to the city of Savannah, say, hey, here's a list of the ordinances that you have to follow. Nobody's going to read a book that big. I mean, hey, I have an entire manual for the, at that time, Park and Tree Department, but Greenscape, that lists the entire tree ordinance as well. Nobody's going to read those things. There's a lot of different parts. The resident has to take some sort of responsibility.
Can I make a comment?
Please, Tom. Wait a second. I think Christopher was first. Christopher, do you want to
go ahead, Tom? Go ahead, Tom. I'll save my time.
Well, to me, we're kind of. I understand, Sean, your frustration and your point is well taken, and that's why I agreed to it last time. But in my mind, this is all a moot point, really, because if he wants that mural, it has to be redone, and therefore he has to reapply for the mural as if it wasn't there. That's, in my mind, is what he needs to do if he wants that mural, and we'll approve it. But it's almost like it's not there now because we couldn't approve it even in the state that it was if we wanted to. And if we were thinking to redo what our decision would be still, you need to redo this thing, right? So it's almost like, okay, you want it, reapply and then redo it and then do it right with the right coding and we'll approve it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does for me, but I'd like to ask Pam if she agrees with your points.
Tom, this is Sean. I agree 100% with that.
Pam, you have any views on that?
So there would be a motion to do what? Because you guys voted no because you didn't follow the ordinance. And I don't know that if the mural doesn't meet the ordinance now, then you still couldn't approve it.
I don't think that I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher. Can I come? Mm-hmm. I don't think that from what I understand from the last meeting, it wasn't that it didn't meet the criteria. It was that we decided as a board that we weren't going to allow it. I don't think it had anything to do with the fact that it was, maybe Ryan can clarify that, but I think this, and this is my opinion, I thought that was a punitive decision. Everyone's entitled to their view, but I felt that was punitive, and I don't think that was related to the fact that it wasn't, it was just because it wasn't applied for. I don't think that there was anything about it that wasn't in compliance.
Well, thanks to you, Peter, we've learned a little more about the mural. I was not aware it was faded this much.
No.
Ryan, do you have a comment?
For you guys to make a decision on whether or not to approve or deny something, it's always based on the master plan and guidelines. So the decision you guys made would have had to have been based on what is within the master plan and guidelines, not on whether or not it was an after the fact or uncreated mural.
Okay.
I guess the point is, I guess the point is, Dr. Henry, you were initially talking about a reconsideration to hear the proposal mm-hmm. as is if you all felt that you made an error. But I suppose in light of the new information that the mural is actually in bad condition, and I'm not speaking for you, but it may not make sense to reconsider the same application if it needs to be redone and can't be approved how it looks because it's in such bad shape, I guess is sort of where what I'm hearing.
So what we should do is Mr. Oxnard should make an application to spruce up the mural and protect it. Is that what you're saying?
If that's what he wants to do.
If that's what he wants to do, right.
Go ahead.
Mr. Sorry. Chairman, this is Christopher. Could I comment?
Sure.
That's along the lines of what I was going to suggest. If, I mean, since I have been in, and again, I don't want to jump protocol here. If Leah or Ryan would be the appropriate person to reach out, maybe that's more appropriate. But I would be willing to reach back out to Mr. Oxnard and say, hey, let's revisit this. Do you want to reapply? Because as I said, I think it was sort of left up in the air the last time I spoke.
Yeah.
This.
Well,
it might not be appropriate for you as a board member to reach out.
I understand.
Yeah. Well, I suspect we would have to vote on this next meeting to do this.
If it would depend upon whether or not somebody's going to make a motion to reconsider.
Okay. Okay. And what we should be
Mr.
asking.
Chairman.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is Sean. Ryan, Leah, or Pamela, you may or may not know, but did code enforcement actually fine or do anything to the applicant?
Well, he was cited, and if he hadn't come to you all within a certain amount of time, then yes, he would have been, but he came to you all. So
and it was rejected. So
yeah.
I think part of the confusion that might happen is what now, right? So I guess really that's really what needs to be answered is what now? I mean, does he have a fine he has to do? Does he have to take it down? What?
He has to take it down.
Okay, and so that was, what, 2 months ago? Right. It was in June. So
we could contact code enforcement and make sure they know that it was denied and that it needs to be removed.
Mr. Chairman, this is Melanie Wilson. How are you all doing?
Hi, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I just want to let you know, generally, if code enforcement has cited them and they've come to you and you've denied it and they haven't done anything, the applicant can always go through the court system. One, when the city fines people, very rarely do they collect the fine, but they will take people to court. And once there's a court order, then they'll take it down. That's generally what I have seen happen since I've been here.
Well, I'm just speaking for myself. I would not want to see the city take any action until our next meeting.
That would be fine. Then, that would be fine. That could be sent as a recommendation then from the board to not take any action until a period of time. And they can take that under consideration based on your recommendation.
I don't know the answer to the question I'm going to be asking, but it seems to me that the best procedure would be to ask Mr. Oxnard to resubmit, but with a different justification. To upgrade or preserve his mural as it stands. Now, is that screwy or is that a way to go?
Actually, that's probably what I would do, but the question becomes, you know, I don't know if the applicant has been listening or has been talking with staff. I haven't had a chance to talk with them in detail about this particular one, but they always have a right to resubmit the application with a different justification. And we can contact him and ask him if he wants to consider doing that. And then in the meantime, we can just talk with code enforcement and let them know this is on the record that you all would like to ask that they hold any further enforcement into your next meeting. And there needs to be a date and time for that.
Okay, let me call the membership here. The question is, would you like to see Mr. Oxnard resubmit on the basis of upgrading and preserving the existing mural? Lisa, how do you feel about that?
May
one more question?
Sure, please go.
There's a lot of feedback. I can't really hear what anyone's saying. Is there a way to someone to mute someone?
Well, I'm just going to go down the list, and I'm going to start with Lisa. Okay, Lisa, do you agree with that procedure I just outlined?
I just came to realize that do we even know that he might have power washed to get ready to paint? And that might be why it's faded now?
We'd have to find that out. We could.
Okay.
Steph will ask that question, I'm sure.
Okay.
Christopher?
Yes, I would be in favor of that.
Okay. Tom? Unmute, Tom.
Sorry, I think it was muted. I'm not exactly sure what you're asking about.
The question is, do we ask our staff to contact Mr. Oxnard and say, and ask him if he would care to resubmit on the basis of restoring the existing mural and protecting it?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like if he wanted to do that, if he was willing to do it, he would go ahead and do it.
Yeah, without having if he wants to do it.
Ask, but yeah, we can ask, sure.
Yeah, that's all we're doing.
Okay.
Okay, Sean?
As long as the request doesn't say anything to code enforcement about not doing anything, because if code enforcement doesn't do anything, then it's kind of one, why do we even have code enforcement? And we get into a situation where exactly what I said to Todd, when he, I believe it was Todd, when code enforcement came in front of us before the renovation, I said, my exact question was, why even bother citing people and residences if you're not going to do anything about it?
I'm fine with asking Tom,
but I don't think that we should be telling code enforcement, no, don't do, hold off on taking any action against Tom, because we already voted no that the graffiti is not approved to be a mural. We already voted
that. In principle, I fully agree with you. Fully agree with you. But this is an unusual case, and I think we could ask him to hold off for a month, which I've already done.
Mr. Chairman,
they've already held off for 2 months.
Well, we didn't know that. That's news to all of us.
Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher. Yes. I'd like to comment, please. Sean, I absolutely feel your frustration, and I agree with that. But I'm gonna weigh in and say I totally agree that we should not. We should tell code enforcement to hold off. And I'm just speaking from my own perspective. I totally share the frustration. But I've been on this board for over 5 years now. I reapplied to be on the board again because I'm an advocate for public art. I want there to be more public art in this city. I don't want to be on a board that's in the business of punitive enforcement of being the public art police. And I'm very uncomfortable with that role. I don't want to get into an adversarial role with the community, with the arts community, or with people who are trying to beautify what, you know. He did let it get run down, and we should deal with that. But from my point of view, this board has had in the past, before all the present company were part of this board. You know, Tom, I'm not going to point out anybody in particular, but this board has had a problem, a PR problem, with having a very adversarial role, and I'm very uncomfortable coming down punitively. Like I say, being the public art police, it feels like a little too much. I mean, we are just talking about a mural after all. No one's being physically harmed by this. So I would council to, and Sean, I totally understand your frustration. I'm not trying to undercut that in any way, but like, we are just talking about a mural after all.
And Christopher, sorry, I don't mean to cut anybody off, but I Mr. Chairman, is it okay if I, this is Sean, is it okay if I reply to Christopher?
Sure.
Okay, and Christopher, I agree with you mostly. And I agree, I don't want to be on a board that has the view of, oh, well, we're just gonna take punitive steps against the neighborhood or a resident, so on and so forth. I don't wanna be in that situation. However, I also look at it from a, this is an ordinance that was passed by city council, and it was, and in the ordinance it says, in order for it to be a mural, otherwise it's just defined as graffiti, they must come through the Historic Sites and Monuments Commission for approval. And that's an entire process. I don't even know how much money technically it costs to get an ordinance done. I know from the most recent tree ordinance that the city of Savannah passed, that was a very long and arduous process, but it got passed. And I know that when code enforcement goes lax on enforcing the ordinances, you get crime and blight. And I live in a neighborhood that, unfortunately, we had code enforcement that did absolutely nothing for a long time. We have a code enforcement officer who's finally now stepping up and citing these properties, and they're actually going after this horrible slumlord that doesn't live in my neighborhood but owns a bunch of properties in my neighborhood. And literally, there's houses that look like a really bad episode of the A&E version of Horror. That's how bad that particular homeowner allows his properties go. And the residents are too scared to say anything because they don't want to lose their house or be evicted. And I know that that's a very extreme case, but the ordinance is in place for a reason. We as a board are tasked to do what is set forth by the ordinance. I don't want to be viewed as the one, oh, the law and order guy and the initiate punitive damages. But honestly, now I've got a lot of questions of the picture that was presented in the application. How old was that picture based off of what your statement at the beginning of this discussion said, Christopher? Because now it just looks dilapidated. I mean, Lisa, you brought up a great point. Maybe he decided to start power washing to bring it down, but we don't know. I support the applicant reapplying with his design and everything. I think that he should reapply, but I don't think that we should stand in the way of code enforcement from enforcing and doing their job. I have great neighbors that get their lawn cited every day for, not every day, but that get cited for not mowing their lawn. Heck, I just had to do mine although it wasn't that high yet. But it's a part of living in a neighborhood, and nobody wants to be living in a neighborhood that looks like garbage. I love art. I mean, I think the worst vote that I've ever had to place while on this board was denying the Fox and Fig mural. And the only reason I voted no was because the residents were so adamantly against it. But that, honestly, that is probably one of the best murals that I had to unfortunately vote no on because of how great it was. I thought it tied in great with everything. And I think art needs to be put everywhere throughout the neighborhood, or excuse me, the city. But it's got to be done right.
Sean, I take your point. We're not interfering with code enforcement. We're asking them to postpone enforcement pending our next meeting. That's not saying you shouldn't enforce. That's a reasonable postponement.
It's already been 60 days. Well, I support having the applicant add, but I do not support telling code enforcement to hold off on implementing it. And maybe code enforcement holds off for 90 days anyway once the citation has been issued. I don't know. But I don't think we should tell code enforcement to hold off. That's all I'm going to say on this one, because I don't want to belabor it.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments on this? Because Sean had some new business to bring up.
Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher. Maybe we should take a vote on that. Maybe we should. I mean, I respect Sean's opinion, but I do disagree on that.
I don't think Pam can chime in on this, but this topic, because it's under new business, has not been publicized to the public. So we have to vote. Wait till the next meeting to vote.
Okay.
Is that about right, Pam?
Are you voting to put it on the next agenda? Because you could do that.
Do I hear a motion to put this question on the next agenda?
So moved. This is Christopher. So moved.
Okay. Second.
I would second, but I just want a point of clarification, just so that way I understand what the motion is. So we're putting a motion on the table to discuss, or excuse me, the motion is to add an agenda item for the September, we are in August, yeah, so for the September board meeting that we ask the applicant, Mr. Oxnard, to reapply.
Yes. Correct? Yes. Under a new set of reasoning, upgrading and preservation.
And so code enforcement is not going to be mentioned in that agenda item at all, correct?
I don't know why it would be, unless Pam has different.
I'm just making sure, because like I said, I know that there was a discussion about we should also ask code enforcement to hold off on anything, because that I don't, but I support Christopher's motion to just to ask to have that item of Mr. Oxnard asking Mr. Oxnard at the September meeting to reapply.
Okay. So I'm going to have to go down the list again. Lisa, somebody make a motion to do this. I don't think we've done that yet.
No, I'm moved. This is Christopher. I've moved.
Yeah. Okay, second. We didn't get a second. That's right. I didn't hear a second.
I second.
Okay. Who was that? Who seconded?
This is Sean. I seconded Christopher's motion.
Okay. Any discussion?
Can you clarify exactly what the motion is?
The motion is to invite Mr. Oxnard to reapply if he so wishes. With the idea that he would reapply to upgrade the mural he has and protect it. That would be the motion. Lisa, how do you feel about that?
Aye.
Christopher?
Aye.
Dan?
Aye.
Sean?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries, and we'll be on the next on the regular agenda of the next meeting. Okay, Sean, I think you may have had some new business too, and maybe someone else does as well.
The only new business that I had mentioned was what Ryan had mentioned at the previous meeting when actually that came up was what to actually do about Panhandle Slim murals going forward.
Uh-huh, okay.
And I know that what we just discussed was specifically to Mr. Oxnard, but my question, because we as a board have kicked it down the road for quite some time, we're put in the situation with Mr. Oxnard. Again, it's a very bad situation for him, and I do feel bad for him. But the reality is, what do we do against, I don't want to just single out Panhandle Slim, but obviously he is the most prevalent one. What can we as a board do or to have some sort of ramification against the artist who knowingly does this over and over again and not put it on really the applicant?
No, I totally agree with you, Sean. It's actively stiffing the rules, and he gets a kick out of it, apparently. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, sorry. Maybe it requires the board working to help rewrite the ordinance to actually put the onus on the artist and not necessarily on the applicant, because the applicant's doing what he or she wants to write, and that's going back, but the artist takes no responsibility for it.
That, I think, was...
I know, and Christopher and Lisa, let me say with a... I don't want to penalize the artist. I don't. I support art, but when it's a repeat offender, that's my only question, and they knowingly do it. That's my question. So, I know it's a very... I don't want to keep going, but that's what we do. That's my question.
Okay, John, something's wrong with your volume or something.
Mr. Chairman, this is Melanie Wilson. May I make a suggestion?
Yes, please do, Melanie.
One of the things that really seems to be evident from listening to the discussions here is that I think that we need to do a re-education campaign. During the time of COVID, we've got people that have moved here from other places from the country that have different rules. Let's see what happens if we do a number of workshops for both the artists and the owners and the public to see if just making sure that they understand what the application process is like and the whole nine yards before we start coming up with new set of regulations. I just think that would be something that is really important. And I know that that's something that we do for our zoning as well as historic preservation. And I don't see why we wouldn't do something similar to that with this board, just to kind of let people know, if you want to do a mural, you have to apply to sites and monuments. Well, what does that entail? This is where you go to get the application. You know, if there's a process with regards to a fee or whatever, they have to pay that. If the city is going to deal with enforcing it, then they need to be collecting the fines. One of the challenges is that you go through this process and then it ends up going to court and nothing happens. So I'm all about, when possible, let's educate, let's get information out to people to make sure that all the artists, even, you know, the SCAD students, we could do something specifically for them to make sure they understand what the process is. So I'm just throwing that out for the board to suggest. If that's something that you want to be move forward with, I will work with staff and we will come up with some dates and times that we can do this for the public.
If it's agreeable with everyone, we'll just put that under the regular agenda for next time. Is that okay? Anybody object?
This is Sean. I am all for that.
Okay.
Well, not objecting. Agreeing with exactly what was just stated.
Okay. Lisa, how do you feel about that?
Melanie, that's what I was trying to get to. I wanted to do some kind of outreach, but I think we should also include Savannah State and Georgia Southern, who are have art programs as well.
Mm-hmm. Tom?
I'm all for it.
Okay, and I think you already said yes to Sean, as I recall. Okay, that'll be on the agenda. And let me thank the staff for bringing up the suggestion. And now, since we all agree to it, now it must be implemented eventually. So thank you very much. Okay, any other business?
Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher. I just wanted to comment on that, if I could, just really briefly.
Sure.
And offer a suggestion as well. Melanie, I appreciate that offer, and I think that's an excellent idea. And I also wanted to just throw this out here at the end, that perhaps we as a board invite Panhandle Slim specifically to have a conversation with us. During the history of this board, I don't want to point out anyone in particular, but basically Panhandle Slim is the only artists we've had this issue with that I can remember. There really isn't some widespread flaunting of the, and by the way, Sean, I totally appreciate your perspective and I share your frustration. And I think this is very specific to an artist. I don't think there's some widespread, at least from my perspective, there doesn't seem to be some widespread problem with this other than people just simply not knowing what the process is. So I think perhaps we invite Bite Panhandle, he can decline or not, and then we can go from there. But maybe we just have an actual conversation and just say like, hey, how can we solve this? Rather than just talking amongst ourselves, that might be the better way to approach this from my perspective, because it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of other people that are.
Well, we can invite Panhandle if you want to, but last time I talked with him about this, he basically lied to me and said he didn't know what public art meant. And so when I explained it to him, he still pretended not to understand. So we're not dealing with.
Just a suggestion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. I don't mean to interject. Christopher, I think that that's a great idea, but I also kind of agree with Dr. Henry, where I know he's been invited to every single one of his after the fact murals, and the answer is nah, I don't want to show up. And you're right. I think it's also only one specific artist that really it is, and that is really the offender, because every other artist is willing to work and do exactly what the city asks of them. And it's not really like they're asking a whole lot. So I agree with what you just said, Christopher. And I don't mean to be the negative one here.
No, that's totally fair. And I, Mr. Chairman, I understand that as well. And I was just saying that I don't think that we need to start rewriting the ordinance necessarily either. I agree with Melanie.
Not yet. If we have these, I think Panhandle Slim should be invited, even though, as I said, he's a bad apple. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, any other new business? There being none, do I hear a move to adjourn?
This is Sean, I move to adjourn.
Second?
It's Christopher, I'll second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, I think I got four of you there.
Aye.
Okay. Motion accepted, and I declare the meeting to be over. Thank you very much for your patience and good ideas.